Rents are rising sharply in Seattle, and the city's latest efforts to tackle the shortage of affordable housing is underway. At a meeting this week at an Ethiopian community center, Mayor Ed Murray's new affordable housing committee tried to take the pulse of a community hit hard by housing costs. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
The committee's first open house began slowly as a consultant told the audience how to use their electronic clickers to do an instant survey. Instructions and questions were interpreted in Somali, Oromo, and other languages.
Describe your current housing situation.
As the evening progressed, the real-time survey results gave a sort of snapshot of the city's housing problem. The audience was mostly renters from South Seattle. Nearly half said housing costs had driven their friends or family out of the city. That would include Michael Naguse. He used to live in the Rainier Valley, but he moved to Renton, away from his job and his Eritrean community.
Like, I see all this new, very attractive building mushrooming all over. And nobody can, you know, $1,500 for one bedroom, nobody can afford it. So people are moving.
Over the past decade, rents have gone up faster in the Rainier Valley than anywhere else in the city except Ballard. Committee co-chair David Wertheimer said one out of five Seattle renters pay more than half their income on rent. The Housing Affordability Committee is slated to make recommendations to the mayor in May. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.
Seattle's Affordable Housing Committee is holding another open house next Thursday at Olympic View Elementary.